Running against Republican House Majority Leader Todd Gilbert isn't easy. First elected back in 2005, Gilbert is well known in his district, and he's raised about $500,000. And his opponent this year, Beverly Harrison, has only been able to raise a small fraction of that. But she has the highest percentage of small dollar donors, people who have given $100 or less.
Large dollar donations are great, and I've had some. I've had some $500 checks. But it's the small dollar donations, they usually come with a story, and they come with a powerful vote of confidence behind them.
Bob Denton at Virginia Tech says the ability to raise a large number of small dollar donations is an indication of momentum in any kind of campaign.
Same way we see in university fundraising when they say, hey, it's not the amount, it's just that emotional connection gives something. And so the large number shows enthusiasm, activism, commitment, and they will be the ones that will show up at the polls and vote.
Democratic challengers running against Republican incumbents are the top recipients of small dollar donations. That's according to numbers posted to the Virginia Public Access Project. And it includes candidates running against Delegate Nick Rush, Delegate Nick Freitas, and Delegate Rob Bell. I'm Michael Pope.